Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today, as usual. Text message, we know we have rules of engagement you have to follow. The number one rule is, if you want to tell me something, ask me something. So tell me anything, TMA or AMA, ask me anything. The text line number is 33103, 33103, keyword Micro Michael. And then do me a favor, go over and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. There's a lot to talk about today. Some inside baseball I want to talk about some changes out of my base of operations in Denver. I'll get to that in a minute. I didn't tell you about it last weekend because I wanted to go through a full week and make sure they weren't going to fire me after a week of giving them what they said they wanted to have. So I gave them what they wanted, and apparently they want me to stick around and keep doing it. And then, let's just do this. Let's go straight to the text line because this kind of worries me, only because Goober number 7168 must have known what I was going to talk about today. Or they had some sneaking suspicion about what I was going to talk about today. Are we near the end of civilization? Are we near the end of Western civilization? Is it recoverable? Here's what Goober number 7168 wrote. By the way, as just a footnote, maybe some of you are still offended by the use of my term, Goober. But as I explained to my audience and my new people listening to me in Denver, it's a term of affection. It's a lighthearted, you had Goober and Gomer Pyle. If you watched TV back in the 60s, you had them. They were two lighthearted, kind of fun individuals, kind of goofy at times. And I think I'm goofy at times. And I think all of you are goofy at times. And it's also a reminder. It's a reminder that we need to quit taking ourselves so damn seriously. And I say that as someone who takes himself fairly seriously and who takes this profession very, very seriously. But I try to present topics that are serious, in-depth, but I try to interweave as much as I can a little humor, some sarcasm, being sarcastic, a few little fun stories here and now and then, just to remind us of our humanity. It amazes me how people have lost their ability to be self. There's no self-deprecation. There's no ability to see that, for example, I know, and I freely admit, that I'm not very good at math. So sometimes I miscalculate things. My mind is going 100 miles an hour because I don't do shows the most the way that other talk show hosts do. I have, for example, today I've got like 15 tabs open. Now, I'll never get to all 15 tabs, but the tabs are a combination of copied and pasted paragraphs from stories, my notes, my comments, and I go through and I do a monologue for 3 hours. 3 hours. So I'm bound to stumble over some words, and because I'm going 100 miles an hour, I'm bound to mispronounce some words, and I just find it funny. And I frankly don't give a rat's ass. But some people get really all uptight about it. And I'll get text messages. Oh, you mispronounced this. Or no, the calculation is this. Or no, you need to do that. And that's fine. Because if there's something factual that I mistake, you know, that I misstate, then I do want to know that so that I can correct that mistake, particularly if it's pertinent to the point that I'm trying to make. If it's some superfluous thing, like the distance to the sun, I really don't care. But I would encourage you to look at your life and determine whether or not you're taking yourself too seriously. Think about it. One of the things that brought this up was, for those of you who listen to me during the weekday, you know that I've gone from a 5,000 watt station, which I lovingly call KHOW, after my former boss, KHOW, at 6:30 a.m., and I've changed my day part. So instead of doing from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time, I'm now doing from 9 to noon Mountain Time, which is a schedule that I absolutely love. But some people are really upset because they've had to either, if they wanted to listen, they've had to shift their time of listening. We shift time all the time. How many of you actually watch live television and instead you DVR something and you save it to watch later? I'm a big fan, even though I know they lean liberal. I'm a big fan of CBS's Sunday Morning, back when Charles Perrault, when I started watching it. And I still watch it to this day, but I have it set to record every single Sunday morning because I don't know whether I'm going to be back from walking the dogs that Sunday morning, whether we have some church thing that Sunday morning. I don't know. So I DVR it, and so I time shift that. We time shift almost everything in our lives now. Well, some people have just gotten really upset about the time change, and I'm like, well, just calm down. You know, I can't control everything that my company decides to do, and I'm under a contract, and the contract, you know, says basically I'll do whatever day part they want me to do. And now they're on this grand experiment, and I'm now on KOA, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. So you'll hear me when I talk about some, when I do some of the rules, that if you wanted to listen to me during the weekday, you would now listen to me on 850 AM or 94.1 FM, and that is a legacy station in Denver, KOA. It's one of the few three-letter stations left around the country, and it can be, in fact, Michael, I bet you could hear it if you're awake at midnight, and you're just and the weather's right, you can probably hear KOA, because I've heard KOA in Los Angeles before. I've heard KOA in Manitoba. I've heard it in Saskatchewan. I've heard it not so much going east, but almost anywhere west, you can hear this 50,000-watt blowtorch almost any time. I mean, the footprint is humongous. So it's kind of like going from, for those of you in Los Angeles, it's kind of like going from KEIB to KFI or going to WABC in New York City. And I'm really happy to do it. So if you want to listen to what we do during the week, you now need to change your preset on your iHeart app to 850 AM or 94.1 FM. It's still the situation with Michael Brown, so you can search it that way too, and just set that preset at 850 AM or 94.1 FM on KOA in Denver, and you can hear the weekday program. But back to this, we take ourselves too seriously. I do worry. I worry quite a bit about whether we can recover from some of the things that are going on, because we're starting to see these little pockets. For example, the election of the socialist mayor, you know, Zofram out in New York, and now the election of another socialist who's still on her parents' payroll out in Seattle. And you start to see that, you know, these poll numbers that talk about, and I think it differs from generation to generation, and the poll numbers are not consistent from generation to generation. But too many people want too many things that they believe are, air quote here, free. And there is no such thing as anything free. And if we continue down that path, we're going to end up like, basically, Europe. We're going to end up like old Europe, which is turning into crappy Europe. Or we're going to turn into some crap hole country. But I think it may be salvageable. But we first have to recognize what the problem is. So to the text line, Goober number 7168 wrote, "Going to waste time with you today. Ha ha ha. Yeah. While you try to convince us that things will or are getting better. My friend, just understand we cannot give up, but make no mistake. The feces is way too deep, way too deep. We must talk truth, not wish hope, just way too much effing sorry." Well, hang tight. When we get back, the battle for Western civilization.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy Weekie with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. And then do me a favor that for those of you who subscribe to the podcast, my change in Denver doesn't change anything for your downloading of the podcast. That will still automatically download. But if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, on your podcast app, wherever you get your podcasts, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. And then when you find that, hit subscribe and leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the rankings and it helps more people find the podcast. So search for The Situation with Michael Brown and hit that subscribe button. So let me give you kind of a baseline before we delve into some of the racial aspects. Let's just think about younger generations, younger Americans. I would posit that younger Americans are markedly more open to socialism than their older cohorts. Roughly half of 18 to 29-year-olds express some favorable view of socialism. And some recent polls of Gen Z and millennials, their favorability edging above capitalism. There was a March Gallup poll, March of this year, a review that places young adults' positive ratings of socialism near 50%. But there's also a Cato YouGov survey, again this year, found 62% favorable towards socialism among 18 to 29-year-olds, and even 34% favorable toward communism. Wow, let that sink in for a moment. Now, I cannot, without spending a whole bunch of time, which I may at some point, but I think there's a direct causal link between government-run schools, the teacher unions who have infested government-run schools, and their proclivity to be basically left to center, if not downright, I mean, way beyond liberal, and toward socialism and Marxism. And then you couple that with a failure to teach the basic history of this country, and instead you teach a bunch of bullcrap like the 1619 Project, and suddenly you'll realize that we're raising the very people that today are claiming, oh, yeah, I want Zofram, I want free stuff, I want all this. You old boomers just haven't been the right people to do it the right way. Generation after generation after generation, for the history of mankind, has always claimed that we just had the wrong people to implement a socialist Marxist society. And that's why it hasn't worked. And then where it has, air quotes again, worked, it's come at the cost of millions of lives. There's some Yahoo that's a so-called influencer in this country who, for his birthday this past week, got a copy of Mao's Little Red Book. And he's on TikTok talking about how ecstatic he is to have gotten a copy of that book. And I'm thinking, do you realize the millions of people that died in Mao's Cultural Revolution trying to impose the communist utopia on the Chinese people? No, he does not. He does not know that because we don't teach that. There's a Pew survey, this is back from January of this year, that among 18 to 29-year-olds, 44% view socialism favorably versus only 40%, slightly less, that view capitalism positively. I think that reflects a generational reversal from, say, 15 or 20 years earlier. Now, the partisan, that's the general. Let's think about partisan for a moment. Gallup this year says that socialism is far more favored among Democrats than Republicans. Well, I think we know that, right? Duh, master of the obvious. 66% of Democrats view socialism positively versus only 14% of Republicans. That's helping keep overall socialism's favorability flat, while capitalism's image slip to 54% nationally. Now, there are some related youth trend lines. Positive views of socialism among younger Democrats have grown, whereas Republican youth remain overwhelmingly pro-capitalism. That mirrors the broader partisan polarization that I just gave you earlier from that Gallup poll. So while we are, I sincerely believe, in a battle for Western civilization, there is good news, and it is those that are at least on a partisan basis, Republican versus Democrat, those younger generations are overwhelmingly, if they're Republican, are overwhelmingly pro-capitalism, while those that are on the Democrat aisle are overwhelmingly favoring socialism. I would frame a few cautions before I get into some of the meat of this. Socialism is often undefined in these surveys, and so the favorability can reflect attitudes toward welfare state policies rather than state ownership slash interpretations that should note the, you know, we should note that the label effects and the definitional ambiguity. I'd like to ask those that are of that younger generation who favor socialism, tell me what that means. What do you mean by that? I wonder if they can even define socialism or Marxism or fascism or communism. I really doubt that they can. And again, that gets back to education, because we have failed utterly to educate them about the definitional meanings and then how those definitional meanings play out in the real world. So despite what I would call youth openness, national attitudes remain net negative towards socialism overall, with strong partisan polarization shaping perceptions across these younger age groups. So what does that mean for Western civilization? It means we have to do a better job, a much better job, particularly when it comes to minorities. I mentioned casually the 1619 Project. You think about Black Lives Matter. How does Black Lives Matter shape the view of race in this country today? It's based on oppression. They're looking for freedom, but they're being oppressed. And I think that's done deliberately, because it's not oppression. Are there disparities? Yes. When we talk about disparities in race, the problem is not oppression. The problem is freedom. The problem used to be exclusion and discrimination, but the problem today is freedom. We're well into the 21st century, and African Americans have equal citizenship before the law in the United States as a matter of law and as a matter of fact. And I don't want to hear about anecdotes about some particular person has been discriminated against this, or this particular person is not making as much money as a peer in the same demographic or whatever. I don't care about that, because I want you to think about disparities, because disparities are natural. Disparities occur in every society. They occur in every walk of life, and they occur in every profession. They occur in every livelihood that you undertake. They occur everywhere, even among your friends. I want you to think about your social circle right now, your social sphere of influence. I bet there are disparities in that. Does that mean that your friends who are better than you mean that you're being oppressed? Or those friends who are less off, well off than you, is that because of oppression? Or is it just a natural disparity? You see, anecdotes don't cut it here. Let's go to Thomas Sowell next. It's Weekend with Michael Brown. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text lines open 33103. Keyword Micro Michael. My producer Michael and I were laughing about, I have a text message that, about my use of the word Zofram for the first name for Mom Donnie, the newly elected socialist mayor of New York City. And Michael had a great suggestion. Rather than Zofram, I should call him Zoloft. So maybe I'll switch to that later this week. I'll start calling him Zoloft and see how long it takes you to get that joke. Let's go to Thomas Sowell for a moment. Thomas Sowell, one of the greatest economies in our lifetime. An incredibly wise man. Now in his 90s. I forget how old he is now. He has taught us that disparities are one thing, but discrimination is another. Well, this is my point. The first point is, for Black Americans in particular, but I would say for any minorities, and beyond that, I would say for every individual, regardless of your race. But in particular for minorities, the problem is the problem of freedom, not unfreedom. Disparities are one thing. Discrimination is another. Disparities are not, ipso facto, evidence of unfreedom. Disparities are a part of life and are to be expected. And there's a real deep irony when the identitarians become group egalitarians. The identitarians, the people that put everybody in a vertical. Oh, you fit this identity. You fit that identity. Everything based upon not the human being as a whole, but every little disparate part of an individual. This is my identity. This is who I am. This is my group. This is my culture. These are my people. Don't tread on me. Don't culturally appropriate us. We are integral, distinct, identifiable types. Okay, well, that means that you want to divide people up into blacks and browns, you know, Asians, gays, straights, bis, you know, trans, non-trans. I mean, every little vertical that the left has tried to impose upon us. But wait a minute. If you do that, how then, since you're so insular, so distinct, you're so identity-based, and you're so different, how then should we expect that you would represent yourselves in equal numbers in every dimension of human activity? That there would be the same number of doctors, the same number of engineers, the same number of financiers, the same number of school teachers, same number of criminals, the same number of talk show hosts, the same number of lawyers. Oh, we could all go for that, right? The same number of lawyers. The same number of retail operators per capita across all different categories of identity. If indeed identity is a real thing. That position is obviously incoherent when you think about that. We're all individuals and we all have disparities. And we all have freedom. And we have freedom of choice. And because we have freedom of choice, there will naturally be disparities. You take away the freedom of choice and you impose, whether it's the beginnings of communism, which is socialism, and you move your way through Marxism up to communism, every step of the way, what happens? You start to lose choice. And the more choice you lose, yeah, there might be fewer disparities. There's also less what? Freedom. Freedom, as I say, is chaotic. Freedom is disparate. Freedom is going to mean different things for different people. And every single one of us, created equal, will take different paths. And we will either exploit the God-given gifts that we have been given, or we won't. And if we don't, that will lead to some disparities. And even if we do, it will lead to disparities. Let's take the profession that, any number of the professions. Let's leave lawyers out because that'll lead to too many lawyer jokes, and I'm not in the mood for lawyer jokes because I think I've heard every lawyer joke that's potentially ever been said. And they're basically funny and sometimes true, and that makes them even funnier. Doctors. Some doctors have a God complex. Some doctors have really good bedside manners. Some doctors could all practice the same specialty. And you're going to choose one because you've been told or you've heard or you've read or they got a better grade, something. You're going to choose that oncologist that specializes in pancreatic cancer because he's at the top of the heap. But the other pancreatic oncologist down here at the bottom of the heap, are probably pretty good too, because they have a medical degree and they have a specialty in oncology and they've done a residency in that and they've been hired and they've been practicing. And so, disparity. But what if we just train them all the same? What if we just send them all to the exact, just one medical school, the Communist School of Oncology? They'll still be disparate. There'll still be disparity. So disparities are not the problem. And I would say, too, that equity is not equality. There are a lot of writers in this country who are so prominent now. Ibram X. Kendi comes to mind. In promoting a certain ideology, you know, assertion. I see a disparity, I want equity. And by equity, they mean an equal representational. That is not equality. And frankly, equity has become sameness. They want sameness for everything. I don't want sameness for everything. I do what I do based on what the way I like to do it, the way that I think is going to make my program the most entertaining, informative, and that will get me good ratings so that I can get a lot of sponsors, so I can make a lot of money, make the company happy, make myself happy, make my pocketbook happy. And so that's why I do things the way that I do them. Other hosts do things the way they do because they believe something differently, and that's fine. If we use different standards of assessment in order to achieve equity, now you're patronizing everybody who makes their own choice. You've just communicated tacitly that you don't think that I, for example, am capable of performing according to some objective criteria of assessment as well as somebody else. And then I would counter, who are you to establish that particular objective criteria? You see, when we start doing it that way, we become wards of the state. I go or I come by your agency, not my own agency. By your choice, not by my choice. So when we start arguing that people must be made equal, and we have to open the door and not just let everybody in, but we have to open the door and make sure that everybody that's in this one room that we've opened the door for, that they're all equal in that room. That's never going to work, because we're all individuals. You're not going to be equal at the end of that argument, even if you get what you ask for. There is no substitute for earning the respect of your peers. If they grant it to you out of guilt or pity, they've just reduced you. They haven't elevated you. The preservation of Western civilization means that at some point, we have to be really honest with ourselves and quit buying into some of the bullcrap that we hear about, oh, it's our, for example, you know that one of my big bugaboos is this idea that we should turn our compassion over to the government. Because we've done that for decades. We've done that for a century now. We haven't eliminated poverty. We haven't eliminated disparities. We haven't eliminated hunger. We haven't eliminated poverty, because government can't do that. Because people will make their own choices. Even in a communist country, oh, they'll sweep the homeless off the streets so that you won't see them, or they'll go institutionalize them, which probably is something we should consider doing, because rather, wouldn't it be better for them to be in an institution? Wouldn't you rather you see your tax dollars going for people who are mentally ill to be institutionalized, as opposed to starting a fire to keep warm in an abandoned warehouse somewhere and then burning themselves to death or killing a firefighter who's trying to put out a fire? But no, we can't do that. And we can't do that because we don't realize that the homelessness industry doesn't want us to do that, because if we do, then that destroys their business. I'd like to destroy their business. I'd like to utterly destroy their business. Because if we then have the right people in office, which depends on us electing the right people, maybe they can lower my tax rate. Maybe I could keep more of my own money. And then I could give more to my church or to whatever private charity that I want to give to, that I choose to give to, as opposed to having it forcibly taken from me by the point of a gun through taxes and then used for a self-perpetuating industry that just keeps poverty and homelessness and everything else in, just keeps it going. Literally keeps it going. And we see what happens when we allow that to go to the extreme. And that's Europe. Just take a look at Europe. I'll be right back.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Online information, just go to michaeltripp.com. Go check it out right now, michaeltripp.com. Or you can give them a call. Give Cruise and Tour a call. 800-383-3131. That's 800-383-3131. The text line really, you guys are really good today. 9224 writes, what do you think about eliminating student loans to drain the education swamp? I would say that's one of three or four things that we really do need to do. That's why I keep referring to public education as government schools, because that's what they are. And as long as I want you to think about the incestuous relationship between the teacher unions, state legislatures in your state. I don't care which state. Pick any of the 57 states. I don't care which one you pick. Oh, you didn't know? That's what Obama said. 57 of them. You look at what the unions do. The unions put up candidates to run for state house and state rep, state house and state senate in whatever state, Ohio, Michigan, pick a state, Colorado. They do it really well in Colorado, unfortunately. And so then they become members of what I refer to as the Politburo, the state legislature, state assembly, house of delegates, whatever it might be in your state. And then they're actually negotiating with themselves. It would be like me negotiating with myself for my contract with iHeartMedia. Michael, what do you want? Well, I want $1 billion. Well, we can only give you half of that. Okay, well, I'll take 75% of $1 billion. Okay, deal, done. That's exactly what they do. And they do it everywhere. So as long as we allow that to occur by letting, it's a teacher. Well, let's get them elected to the state house, state senate. You know? You'll rue the day that really starts happening. Now, we can't keep them from running, but we ought to recognize that that's what we're doing. We're setting them up to negotiate with themselves to further indoctrinate kids in those government-run schools and for more money for education. We spend more money per pupil than I think any country in the world. And we have some of the worst test scores in the world that you could possibly imagine. And we have totally uneducated groups of people because we don't teach the basics. We don't teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. We don't teach American history. Don't teach American government. And to the extent they do, it's just a drive-by presentation, and that's about it. And the same is true with whether it's poverty, homelessness, the war on drugs. I don't care. You can pick any of them. It's when we start subsidizing anything through tax dollars, what happens? You get more of it, and it costs more money. So the more that we subsidize homelessness, the more homelessness you're going to get. And the more money that you spend on widgets, if the government buys a bunch of widgets, the price of widgets goes up. Why do you think tuition is so high? Because we subsidize student loans. We've got to start getting back to the basics. Now, I understand that all these issues that are coming up in the midterm elections are important issues. I wish, my dream would be, that somehow we could get beyond some of these kind of minute, in-the-weed issues, rates of taxation, regulations and rules and stuff, and really focus on some basic fundamentals. Are you for private property rights? Are you for freedom of speech? Are you for choice in everything? Are you for more limited government or do you want more government? And then have a candidate explain to you, how does that then translate? Once we establish a baseline of these strategic objectives, smaller, more limited government, more choice, individual choice, a reduction in government spending, and therefore a reduction in government taxation, how would you go about doing that? Instead, we quibble over stupid stuff, and stupid stuff that, quite frankly, I'll mention one in particular. No tax on tips. Michael, but that's really good for the service industry. Have you looked at what the law really does? One, it's temporary, and two, it's limited in its amount. So no tax on tips becomes shorthand, and people think, now, if you're in that industry, you may now realize that perhaps that was oversold to you. Well, if tips shouldn't be taxed, why should my wages be taxed? Why? You can tax my consumption if you want to through a national sales tax or some sort of tax like that or a flat tax. But why are you taxing my labor? Because a tip is you're helping pay the labor of that server at a restaurant. And so now you're going to exempt some of that. Where's my exemption? Yeah, am I being selfish? Damn right I'm being selfish. Am I opposed to no tax on tips? No, but I just think, you know, if we're going to do this, you're creating a disparity. You're creating an unevenness, and you're not being fair to those of us who don't earn our wages by delivering food to a table or busing a table or cooking for a table. Why? Why should my labor be different than that labor? Why should we tax labor at all? Because labor is something that is between me and my employer, or me and myself if I'm an entrepreneur or a sole proprietor. If I own my own business, then that's me. But if you want to tax me on what I buy, because now you're allowing me to choose whether or not I'm going to be taxed. We get so mired down in these issues, and I do it myself. Don't get me wrong. I get mired down in these issues too. But it really does come down to freedom versus all the isms. And are we truly willing to fight for freedom? Even though it's chaotic, sometimes it's unfair, it creates disparities, but it gives everybody the equal opportunity to pursue their own individual dreams. That's what I want. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 331-03-33103, keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says, like millions of Americans, he was happy to see the 43-day federal government shutdown end this week. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican said that when it came to shutting down the government this time around, the Democrats bit off more than they could chew.
Some of them regretted it. Some of them are in tough swing districts for their upcoming reelects, and they didn't want to be a part of forcing any more pain on the American people, because this was real. I mean, it was really felt by a lot of people. As you know, you had millions of American families that went hungry over these 43 days, the longest shutdown in history. As you noted, you had people stranded in airports because of canceled flights. You had troops wondering where their next paycheck would come from. And enough Democrats woke up and said, man, I don't think I want to be associated with that anymore. So we got it done, and I'm glad it's finally over.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview aired today on the Salem News Channel. There is a big change in U.S. flight plans.
Even though the government shutdown is over, the FAA says the current mandatory 6% flight cuts are being downgraded to 3%. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has repeatedly said restrictions will remain until staffing at air traffic control facilities stabilizes and safety metrics improve. How long it will take for the aviation system to stabilize is unclear. Duffy has said controllers and other FAA employees should receive 70% of their back pay soon, with the rest to come. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says GOP has proven itself better at helping America's youth than Democrats.
If you look at the Mondami vote, obviously New York City is not a massive microcosm or a great lens for the country, but you saw 81% of young females vote for Mondami. I do think that young men are gradually moving toward more conservatism.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The planned merger of two railroads appears to still be on track.
Shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have backed the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger to create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. Roughly 99% of both railroads' shareholders voted to support the largest rail merger in history, but the U.S. Surface Transportation Board must still approve it before the deal can be completed. A group of nine Republican state attorneys general on Friday raised competition concerns about the merger plan.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. For the first time in weeks, the American public about to get a glance at the real economic data. The Labor Department will be releasing its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday. That's a month and a half late due to government shutdown issues. A lack of data means that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark. Breaking news at townhall.com. Karen Chamis reports on a corruption scandal in Ukraine's government.
Timur Mindich has been named as the mastermind behind a $100 million embezzlement scheme in Ukraine. An investigation by anti-corruption agencies revealed his influence over top officials and the state nuclear power company. Mindich, who was reportedly tipped off, has fled the country. Two top ministers have resigned. Kiev resident and serviceman Denis Bidish said Ukraine should be using all the money it can on defense during this time of war, and that it should not be stolen to line people's pockets. Mindich's rise is linked to his past business ties with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Until recently, Mindich was known as a producer in the entertainment industry. Mindich is also under investigation for alleged dealings with a drone company. I'm Karen Chemas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I think Tamara would have wonderful air traffic controller. She's meticulous. She's got a little bit of OCD in her too, so she's going to be very, very careful. But when she looked at the intensity of it, now maybe in a small airport, maybe not quite as bad, but it's only not quite as bad simply because you might have fewer flights. But still, even that five flights a day are incredibly important because there's, you know, how many souls, 500 souls or more on board those five different airplanes. And you got to make sure that they don't run into each other. Can you imagine if Elon Musk actually invents the flying car? Get out of my way. Don't cut off in front of me. Instead of road rage, we'll have air rage. Oh, I can't wait for that. That'll be fun, won't it? But when you have to slow down the flow of air traffic between airports, that means that maybe some really important meetings or some deals got postponed. Some transactions didn't take place. It means that not as many pilots earned as much money. Not as many people went on vacation or got delayed. And they had to spend extra money on a hotel room, and they didn't get to spend the money they were going to spend, you know, on their vacation to Aspen or wherever. I don't know. But it ripples through the economy. And what we don't realize is when we get the GDP numbers, if we do, because the government's been shut down, so those numbers are going to be sketchy at best for the fourth quarter. But if and when we do get some numbers, I'll bet you that our GDP, which would have been somewhere maybe between 3% and 4%, isn't going to be that high. So there was a loss to our gross domestic product. There was a loss to the economy. But it's beyond that too. We also learned, oh, wait a minute. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history, and how many of us really missed anything? What did you miss? Serious question. If there's, and I'm not looking for smart-ass answers. I'm looking for serious answers, which, good luck on that, right? If you truly missed something, I'll give you an example. You had just turned 65, 67, whatever the age is, to start taking Social Security, and you couldn't get an appointment, or you couldn't get something done. You had a permit. Let's say some federal permit that you needed to get and you couldn't get that done. I'd like to hear some examples. 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. But there was also things that maybe didn't get done in the government. But from my perspective, again, your mileage may vary, I didn't miss anything. The planes did fly, albeit not as many. My mail showed up. The same bulk mail that I tend to just throw away, that showed up. We seem to have survived. Now, I know that if you're a federal worker, that you were really upset and worried because, well, your paycheck didn't come through. You may have gotten a deposit notice, but it was 0.00. The good news for you, the bad news for the rest of us is you're not like the private sector, because if we get riffed, oh, there might be a little tiny severance or there might be a little tiny, you know, something, but you just don't get paid until they call you back. So you got to go do something else. You, as a federal worker, on the other hand, are going to get your back pay. Yes, you're going to get your back pay. See, there's a huge difference between the public sector and the private sector. But I want you to think about it in terms of this. What does it mean when, and these numbers are variable, what does it mean when you have 670,000 workers that get furloughed, but another 730,000 operate the essential part of the government, and so we don't really miss anything? What are we paying for? What are we paying for? 670,000, almost 750,000 workers get furloughed. And insofar as my life is concerned, I didn't miss a beat. So what am I, Michael and I were talking during the break about how much I pay in tax. Well, not how much, but just the amount of taxes that I pay every year is just obscene. And I'm sure compared to you, it may not be obscene at all, because maybe you pay 10 times what I do, or maybe you pay half what I do. But what are we paying for? Ask yourself, what are we paying for? And then I kept hearing this term, non-essential. Wait a minute, non-essential. That's not a political label. That is an actual government classification. So every department and agency, their personnel office, their chief personnel officer, has to decide who's essential, who's non-essential. What can we get rid of? Who can we send home without pay, and who do we have to keep? Well, we obviously kept air traffic controllers, we kept the Border Patrol, and we kept military personnel working. Although my understanding is a lot of these people kept working, but because they were essential. So they kept working, but without pay, albeit they knew they would get paid eventually. So all the other government crap that goes on, you know, all of the paper pushing, all that went on, that continued to go on. No, it didn't. It did not. That's my point. It did not go on, and we did not miss it. And the Republic survived. Wow. That experiment may have shown us things that perhaps the Democrats really didn't want us to know. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, text line 33103, keyword Michael. What else did we learn? Next.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. I want payroll too.
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit Gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brand. Glad to have you with me. On your podcast app, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. The title is The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find The Situation with Michael Brown, hit that subscribe button. Leave a five-star review. That helps us with the algorithm. And then you can listen to us. You can listen to all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. So think about this. Think about it this way. The government operated for virtually a month with half the workforce idle. The only conclusion you can draw from that is that we can get by with fewer employees and more efficient business mechanisms, more efficient ways of doing business. In fact, it happens in the private sector all the time. How many of you work for a company that has been downsized and maybe a few people have been laid off, and then someone's come to you and said, by the way, lucky you, you still have a job. And by the way, you've got these five extra jobs to do too. So, yes, it happens all of the time. But not in government. No, it just grows. It is like a metastatic cancer. And it just grows and grows and grows. And the bureaucrats know that as they make their way up through the GSA levels and they finally get to the senior executive service level, that now they're set for life. They're really set for life. And one reason is they're called dinks, double income, no kids. And these dinks are dominant in Northern Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. And so you think about a couple that are in the senior executive service, each pulling down, let's just say conservatively, $175,000 apiece. So double income, no kids, they're pulling down, you know, $350,000 a year. So, of course, everything's expensive in D.C. because of that. But what if half of them could be gone and we can still get stuff done? There were two stories that I used last week, and I'll share them with you, too. One Internal Revenue Service lawyer earning a six-figure salary spent the furlough investing $12,000 in a hot dog stand that he called shysters. I thought it was pretty clever, right? He sold about 60 hot dogs a day, grossing, I'm still guessing on this, perhaps $600. And he admitted that he didn't turn a profit. Wait a minute. But you were claiming that you were on the edge of financial brink. Yet that's what you did. You found $12,000 to invest in a hot dog stand. You called it shysters. You spent or you sold about 60 dogs a day, and you may have grossed $600, and you didn't turn a profit. That is not the behavior of somebody on the financial brink. That was the first story. The second story I found, a federal IT specialist spent her downtime self-publishing cat fantasy novels. Cat fantasies. Netted less than $100. Yeah, it's a creative pursuit. But it suggests that federal employment does what? It insulates them from the market reality. You think about a robust economy where someone skilled in coding, where analysts are in high demand, quite frankly, where workers, trade workers are in high demand, earning six figures or more. You would think that you could have rapid reentry into the private sector. But those furloughed employees chose not to do that. And I think they didn't do it because they, A, probably had ample savings, or they knew they were going to get reimbursed, so they were going to get caught up. So they went to a credit union. Many credit unions offered 0% interest loans. They took a lien on their salary, so they had first claim on that back pay when it came in. So it was good marketing for a credit union to do that. I know they did it in Colorado. But here's what it really exposed. Their expertise was not easily transferable. Now, it may be, don't get me wrong, it may be that they've been through this before. So, you know, you've got $12,000 to spend on the hot dog stand. You could have just lived off the $12,000 because you knew you were going to get reimbursed. Or you thought, oh, I'll just write cat novels. fantasy cat novels. But you made it less than $100. Okay, so what skills did you have that were transferable? It causes me to question the transferability, if you will, of their particular job description, of their particular skill set. So if they weren't transferable and they weren't able to go out in an economy where there are indeed job openings, then their skills weren't transferable. That points to structural inefficiencies. Either compensation so generous that you have no initiative to go out and get one of those jobs, or your skill specialization is so narrow that outside the bureaucracy, it's not transferable. The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has for as long as I can remember, even when it's been 20 years since I was the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. And the GAO would often give us a report, and so would the Inspector General, in which they would identify overlapping programs, or they would question the efficacy of a particular office, or they might question the efficiency of an office. You know, you're not doing things very efficiently. I always took those reports very seriously, because I always thought those reports gave me the opportunity to say to the boss, the president, or the director of OMB, hey, you know what? I could cut this and this and this, and I could save the taxpayers $20 million. And I would often do that. And they would be, yeah, let's try to do that. And then Congress, of course, would rebuff us. But let me give you an overall example. The GAO, since 2011, their recommendations have saved or recovered more than $700 billion. And there's even more billions of dollars in potential efficiencies that have yet to be implemented. We're talking more than $1 trillion. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates that reducing the civilian workforce by only 10% could save $350 billion over 10 years. $35 billion a year? Yes. So if the workforce were trimmed by a quarter, nearly $1 trillion could be saved. Those are real numbers from the GAO and from the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. You see, the government shuts down. That's what I learned. Now, the question becomes, in a country where we, the people, are in charge, and we elect these 535 yahoos plus a president to go represent us inside the Beltway at the federal level, you ought to take those figures, and you ought to ask your congressman, your senator, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing it? And then try to figure out why. Maybe I'll tell you a little hint next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. $5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Thank you. this is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Or 94.1 FM, 850 AM, 94.1 FM, 9 to noon on KOA. And so you can get 5 days of that, and you can listen on your app. Go do that. One of the issues that comes about during the government shutdown, and I'm going to give you two sets of numbers just so that you can, you'll see that I'm trying to be objective here. The general contention is that federal workers are underpaid compared to private sector counterparts. Generally, that is true. I mean, generally, that is not true, except in certain areas I'm going to explain in just a minute. When you go to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the average, and I'm just talking about averages here, the average federal civilian worker earned about $157,000 in combined wages and benefits for the year 2023. The private sector average was around $94,000. So federal workers are getting paid about a 67% premium. Now, a lot of that, I'm going to be very specific here, a lot of that delta between the average $157,000 for a federal worker and the $94,000 for a private sector worker is driven by the federal benefits, which I had those benefits for a while. Gee, I wish I still had them because they're amazing. Federal worker benefits are amazing. You have a defined pension, paid leave, health coverage that is simply far more generous than what you and I get in the private sector. It's just incredible. The Congressional Budget Office, when you control for education and job type, they still find that federal benefits, not wages right now, federal benefits outstrip the benefits in the private sector by nearly 50%. The other thing that I would add, based on my own personal experience, is the near total job security that comes, not with someone like me who was a presidential appointee, but for the person who comes up through the ranks, gets hired, you know, as a GS-1, makes their way up to a GS-8, a GS-10, what I forget what the maximum is, GS-12 or something, GS-15, I think. And then you enter into the senior executive service. And once you get into the senior executive service, the benefits are even greater. It all comes with near job, total job security. What percent of federal employees are fired in a given year? Less than a quarter of 1%. Less than a quarter of a percent. Now, in most of the agencies at the federal level, a worker is statistically more likely to die of natural causes than to be fired for poor performance. You think the private sector could ever operate that way? Think about your own particular situation, your own job. I think about just my own company, iHeart. Really? 0.25% of federal employees are fired in a given year? Sometimes it's like 25% in iHeart. I'm exaggerating, but it's a big number sometimes. You're more likely to die from natural causes if you're a federal worker than you are to be dismissed for poor performance. You apply that, if you're a small business owner, apply that kind of rationale to your business. How long would you last? That is almost total insulation from reality. And when you're insulated from reality, do you not think that me sitting here right now, this very moment, that I know I'm being judged by my employer, and that's based on listener interactions, ratings, sponsorships, and quite frankly, just how I do my program. Am I entertaining? Am I interesting? Do I cause people to think? Do I cause people to come back and listen for more? Do they subscribe to my podcast? Do they stream? Do they do all of these metrics by which I'm judged every single day? Federal workers, not so much. Unless, of course, you're working for the TSA, or you're working for CBP, or you're an air traffic controller. Oh, gee, I missed that plane. Yeah, well, guess what? You're out of here. We can't have you missing planes. But there's another problem with that. And that is that a federal worker they live in a bubble. They're insulated from reality. And if you live in a bubble and you're insulated from the reality of what it's like to work in the private sector, that causes you to be inert, just happy and doing what it requires to get by day by day. Now, I know that's a generalization. That's probably an overly broad indictment, but the fact remains that that's what it does breed. The quit rate is rough. The quit rate for federal workers is about one-fourth what it is in the private sector. And so once you get inside, I remember when I first went to work for President Bush, I had a small staff that I could put together of my own. Now, most of them were political appointees, but I had four or five openings for people on my staff that were going to be career civil servants. So we went through the process, and there was a person in particular who had worked for me in the past, and I really wanted her to come and work for me again because she was very good at scheduling, very good at putting schedules together. She'd never worked in government before. She retired from the federal government last year. Why wouldn't she? Because lifetime benefits, low dismissal risk. She was very good at what she did. She probably outperformed all of her peers once she got into the system. And so she stayed forever. You know and I know that this is an imbalance that is just wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, these federal workers are unskilled or lazy, but they are detached from the real world. They're detached from the market forces that cause you and I in the private sector to perform at peak as often as we can. And in government, boy, this is the one that bugs me the most. Inefficiency is usually rewarded with larger budgets, more personnel, and that means even more layers of management. You get more and more layers of management. As people progress into management roles, you have to backfill what they were doing because they were pushing one folder of paper. Now they're a manager, and now you got to fill somebody else to push that paper while they manage that person pushing that paper. It's insanity. It's utter insanity. Each layer brings costs, and those costs get compounded year after year after year. So the workers that I would say are most vital to national functioning generally get paid less. They're treated worse than those whose tasks can be suspended indefinitely. So you now have a system that rewards administrative growth while straining to do their essential core mission. And in the real world, and I think in the government world, that's not sustainable. So we're not trying to be cruel toward public servants. What we're trying to do is bring clarity to what the real world is in terms of federal employment. And we need to right-size the federal government, aligning the resources with necessity, distinguishing between what must be done and what could be better handled by the private sector, by the markets, by a community, or even by automation. And this shutdown revealed that that dividing line is a lot bigger than I think most people realized. Because if half the workforce can disappear for weeks and there's no impending disaster, well, if that's half, then maybe 25% could disappear permanently and actually improve the functioning of the government. Put that in your pipe. Smoke that for a while. And then savings, the savings we get from it, could either reduce taxes or be redirected toward debt reduction, redirected toward, you know, something that we actually do need to do that we're not doing. But nonetheless, it would be more efficient. And then we could all sing hallelujah. I'll be right back.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you. And you got to make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Now that I've told you the general overall numbers, let me play with your mind for a moment. Federal workers are underpaid compared to private sector counterparts. True or false? Well, it depends. None of the numbers that I gave you in the last hour, in the last segment, are incorrect. But now I want to fine-tune them a little bit. Just because I know somebody out there will do it if I don't do it. When you judge total compensation, it's mostly false based on total compensation. And it's mixed if you judge on wages alone. And then it is yes if you base it on total compensation plus benefits to mean truly total compensation. What the CBO finds. In 2022, total compensation for federal workers with a high school diploma or less exceeded private sector peers, while federal workers with master's or professional degrees earn less than private sector counterparts. That illustrates that there is a crossover by education level. Now, the aggregate gap in total compensation shrank markedly between 2015 and 2022 because the CBO estimates during that period the previous 17% federal advantage fell to only 5%. In 2022, because of faster private sector wage growth and smaller federal raises. So slower federal salary not benefits, but just salary, slower federal salary growth also suppressed growth in benefit costs. So your pension was slightly less, your paid leave was slightly less, because those costs are tied to salaries, and that contributed to a narrowing gap between the private sector and the public sector. But when you count in the total amount of benefits, the total value of the benefits, remember I mentioned that health care program and the thrift savings plan, the time off plan, and then the union benefits, I think I had like 18 different bargaining units that I had to deal with when I was the undersecretary. 18 different unions within my kind of vertical of the Department of Homeland Security. And so they each had their own set of benefits. That's how convoluted this personnel system is within the federal government. So wages versus total compensation. The Congressional Budget Office's human capital approach shows that federal wages are relatively lower for highly educated workers and just slightly higher for less educated workers. More generous federal benefits offset wage shortfalls at some education levels, but not for those with advanced degrees. But overall, when you take the total compensation package as a whole, they still outperform the private sector. It shows that there are efficiencies to be gained, but there is a human capital cost to it. And I think that is the biggest barrier to ever reforming the civil service system. Because now, who's going to ultimately make that decision? Congress. Congress would have to reform the civil service system. And if Congress, again, remember when we talked about teachers and how teachers at the local level, the teacher unions in particular, will start advancing candidates to run for state legislatures. And when they do, nationwide, they pour the money in because they want that former teacher or that teacher union official to be elected to the state legislature. Because when you get enough of them in, that means the teacher unions are negotiating with themselves. It's even worse at the federal level, because now you have particularly along ideological lines. You take that fault line between conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats. You take that fault line. Even some conservative Republicans will be loath to try to reduce the size of the federal bureaucracy because they don't know. They'll be accused of everything. You don't care about the kids. You don't care about children. You don't care if people are put out on the street. No. I want them to care more about me as a taxpayer than they do about the bureaucrats that are doing the jobs for them. And one place I would start if I were going to reform the federal civil service system would be the amount of staffers in the legislative branch alone. Hundreds of thousands that work for them. I mean, just huge numbers. Do you know what one of the several appropriation bills that they passed to get the government reopened was to cover the cost of the legislative branch? Yes, they take care of themselves. They don't want to lose staffers. Those staffers make their jobs easier. In fact, those staffers do virtually everything for them. They write their speeches. They analyze the legislation. They virtually tell them how to vote, yes or no. Now, they'll give them options, but ultimately they do get to decide, but the staff will persuade them one way or another. They get all the political advice they need. They get all of the benefits that you can possibly imagine. You think they make $184,000? Add in the benefits. And then add in being able to spend some campaign money on things that indirectly benefit them, and they're getting paid a boatload of money. So they're very reluctant to upset the apple cart. And when all of those people inside the Beltway that work for the federal government start screaming about, oh, I had to go open a hot dog stand. Oh, I had to write a novel to try to survive, and I couldn't do it. The blowback from the special interests, the blowback from all of those bargaining units, all of those unions, will come down hard on that congressman's district or that senator's state. And they'll put political pressure on them to keep the status quo. You want my proof? Think about, now, I think Elon Musk made a few mistakes in how he approached trying to reduce federal spending and improve federal efficiencies. He overpromised and underdelivered. And running a chainsaw around, waving in the air, probably didn't send the right signal. And that caused that political machine inside the Beltway to rise up and demonize him and demonize everything that Doge was trying to do. It even caused some of the president's cabinet members to say, oh, back off. Wait a minute. You're cutting way too much. Let's do this with a scalpel. Let's not do it with an axe. So at some point, there has to be enough political pressure put by you and me as taxpayers on these members of Congress that say, we're tired of paying for all of this. We're tired of the inefficiencies. And if we don't change it, if we don't actually put enough pressure on members of the House and the Senate to make the federal government more efficient, leaner, meaner, and get the proof is the past month, then the debt will continue to implode on us to where we just won't survive. It's that simple. It is that simple. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103. Keyword Michael. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.